It's 6 o'clock, it's raining, and it's been dark for 2 hours, although it feels like it's been dark all day. We could be in Scandinavia, but we're in London, and we're in an art gallery, but we're looking at a living room, a painting of a living room, by the Swedish artist Mamma Andersson. I like domestic interiors a lot. Painted ones, anyway. And this has a nice shabbiness about it. There's a wicker chair on a green rug. A blanket or maybe a jacket thrown over the back of a beige sofa. A pot plant in the corner. Odds and ends. Nothing described too clearly. Clearly enough, there's a modern light, a modern standard lamp. The plant in the corner could do with the water. There's some kind of painting on the wall. It's sort of crusty, with a lot of green in it. Your eye skids over it. The painting is called Hangover. I know what that feels like. And in it, the window is open onto blackness. It's another Scandinavian endless evening. What's peculiar about it is that the whole scene is doubled. The painting is on a sheet of plywood, and there's another sheet of plywood exactly the same size to one side of it. Come to think of it, which is the painting and which is the copy? It's strange. They're not identical. In fact, they are reversed images of one another, where on the left-hand panel the wicker chair is on the left, on the right-hand panel it's on the right. And it looks as if one panel has been painted and then blotted on the other bit of plywood. You can see this kind of suction marks, like weird skin on milk in the lilac that the walls have been painted. But there are things missing in the panel on the left, and things there that are missing in the panel on the right. But this isn't one of those spot the difference paintings. It's a difference in tenor. It's as if suddenly someone turned the light on and you were momentarily confused by the glare, like someone had shoved a camera in your face and the flash had gone off. It's rather odd. Over the back of the sofa, on the panel of the right, there could almost be two heads peeking above the top of the furniture, as if they were conspiring, or as if we'd snuck up on them. But maybe there's no one there. When you look at paintings of these empty rooms, you become their only inhabitant. There's you there, and no one else. They become your space, in a sense. But you could also be an interloper. It's not your room, after all. You didn't choose the colour of the walls, the furniture, that sofa. Something is going on between these two panels. Why is it like a hangover? Because you feel not quite yourself, or altogether too much yourself, stewing in your own juices, padding with a throbbing head, looking for something, but you've forgotten what it is by the time you cross the room from one side to the other. Where are those aspirins? There are a number of other paintings here where Andersson has done something similar. This reversal. This adding and subtracting and doubling of the image. It's as if everything is disintegrating. Another effect. The delirium tremens of painting. The closed door on the panel of the right, with the glare of the standard lamp on it. On the left, that door has become a pale nothing, with just a few blots to disturb it. And everything floats on the wood grain of the surface. Everything is trembling. Someone might enter at any moment. That's another feeling this room has. That you are disturbed, or in the process of being disturbed, as your eye wanders through the space. When I think of that wonderful empty interior by Adolf Menzel, the German painter, with the light coming in through the curtain and the single chair, a painting that is inhabited only by you and your eye and the sunlight on the wall, or some of those very peculiar Luc Tuymans paintings of interiors with their odd knick-knacks that might almost be evidence of some kind of unpleasantness, or Bonnard's overripe paintings of rooms with that overbearing lushness. And here we come to Mama Anderson. There's always a painter somewhere painting a room, I guess. I suppose it's her room. One of the rooms she inhabits or has walked through and sat in and had conversations and a drink of something or other. Feeling hungover in. I think I need a nice lie down now, perhaps on that sofa. Oh, my head.